Hey there. All right. Welcome back to Living on Mission. I am Rachel Mitchell, if you are new to this podcast, and I am so excited to share the third episode in a four-part series. And we have been talking about fighting the good fight for your body, fighting the good fight for your health. And I know personally, if you know my story at all, you know that I have struggled at various times with taking care of my body, overcoming strongholds, overcoming addictions to food. I've struggled with an eating disorder at some parts of my adulthood. And I am a volume eater through and through, which just means that I can eat massive amounts of food before I really like just feel sick, you know, like I don't like when I feel full, it doesn't turn off. I just love to eat large amounts of food. And so we have been talking in the past couple of series about just fighting the good fight for your body. Listen, if there's anything that God has taught me in the past 10 years, it is that there is no part of my life, no part of this time that I have on earth that he does not care about. From it's not just like what I do on Sunday mornings. It's not just my quiet time in the morning that he wants. It's not just my prayers before I go to bed. God wants everything in between. He wants my first thoughts. He wants my last thoughts. He wants my waking, my living, my parenting, my eating, my work that I do. He wants it all, and he cares about it all. And so I pray that these series, these episodes have helped you really start to uproot any strongholds, any lies that Satan is convincing you of that you can't do it, or you'll never overcome, or you're just not strong enough. Like that's all untruths from the enemy. And today is a little bit more of a practical episode. The first episode was about what the fight looks like. Episode 65 was, or 66 was about what the fight looks like. Episode 67 was about identifying the lies that Satan convinces us of when it comes to our health, when it comes to taking care of our bodies. And today I want to talk about what it looks like to choose a fitness program, a wellness program that actually works for you. Because if you are anything like me, you have tried it all. You have tried, I've tried like a cabbage soup diet. I've tried I used to, when I really wanted to lose weight fast in college and early adulthood, I would do this thing that my mom did, which was like eat for dinner boiled eggs, Melba toast, and pickles, I think, and mustard. And so, like, I like those foods, but I don't want to eat them every day in an attempt to lose weight really quickly. I mean, like, I drank Slim Fast in college, which is horrible for you. I tried all the things, right? And so today I really want to talk to you and encourage you about how to go about choosing a wellness program, a fitness program, a workout program, a nutrition plan that works for you. And listen, something I tell my clients and I tell my team, my business partners all the time, winging it is not a strategy. Winging it and trying to figure it out as you go is not a strategy. Having a plan and in place with a clear vision and clear goals is always going to get you closer to where you want to be than if you're just trying to wing it. At the time of this episode, the day this episode airs, it is the Monday after Easter 2023. And listen, Easter is one of the highest selling candy seasons, holidays of the whole year. It is one of the times of the year that candy producers, chocolate producers, just the sugar demons themselves, they make the most money because it is a high sugar holiday. Easter baskets, Easter bunnies, peeps, candies, jelly beans, all those things. Like you may have consumed so much sugar this weekend and you totally feel like junk this morning. And if that's the case, listen, don't beat yourself up, but educate yourself. Educate yourself and figure out what that food is actually doing to your body. Don't walk through this world ignorant of the choices that you're making and what you're choosing to put into your body. So education is really the first key to actually starting to live a healthy lifestyle and sustain a healthy lifestyle. Because when 2014, when I decided to start to try to get healthier, I wasn't motivated by honoring God with my body. I wasn't motivated by getting the junk out of my body. I wasn't motivated by really living my healthiest life as an act of worship to my God. I was motivated by the fact that I was gaining weight and I didn't like what I saw in the mirror. And I was really starting to get scared and uncomfortable about the path that my health was going. I had high cholesterol, my hormones were crazy and out of whack. They were affecting my family and my relationships. And so I honestly didn't start out seeking to honor God with my body. I just knew I had to make some changes and I needed to figure out how to do it in a way that was sustainable and that set a good example for my precious, precious family. And so, but as I went along, as I dove into figuring out what foods to eat, which foods were affecting my hormones, which foods would lower my cholesterol. As I got into that, I started to get really hungry and really eager to learn and educate myself. The more I learned, the more I saw parallels between what God gave us, the food that He created in Genesis 1:1. Not 1:1 in Genesis chapter 1, and how well that works for our bodies and keeps us healthy and strong. The more I educated myself, the more it made sense that God's plan is absolutely the best plan. And so this episode today is not really, I'm not going to lay out like a three-part plan for you to get your healthiest. I'm going to encourage you to one, pray about it. Absolutely pray about it. There's no part of your life that God does not want you to give to Him, to lay down before Him, to give to Him and say, God, help me figure out which path to take, right? Proverbs 16:3. So let's see, let me look that up because I don't want to get it wrong. I would hate to misquote anything. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. How many times have you tried to figure out losing weight, losing fat, getting healthy all on your own without inviting God into it? And then tell me, how many times did it actually work? And so today I want to encourage you, if it's for the first time, if it's for the third time, if it's for the 23rd time, commit your plans to the Lord and ask Him to guide you as you figure out what the best plan is for your body. And it's going to be different based on who you are. It's going to be different based on your body composition. It's going to be different based on your health issues and how much weight you have to lose, or maybe even how much weight you have to gain. It's going to be different based on your lifestyle. It's going to be different based on your finances, right? So there is, don't let anyone ever tell you there's a one plan that fits all people, because there's not. But I will say that every single wellness plan out there for every single person in the world needs to start with your nutrition. It needs to start with what you're putting in your body. Because, like I said, if you go back to Genesis 1:1, that's really what we should eat. Like, that's what we should eat. The foods that God created are the foods that we should be consuming the most of, right? Vegetables, fruit, healthy fats, nuts, legumes, lean proteins. You can eat red meat, and in moderation, but really and truly, those are the things that we should be eating. And those are the things that honestly we have an abundance of, and that we can get our hands on here in North America, wherever you're listening to this, but here in America, that it's not hard to find those foods. And don't tell me it's too expensive to eat healthy. Do not tell me that. I will refute it. I will argue with you. I will lay down clear examples. I see people spend money like crazy on fatty drinks or fatty fast food meals, on sugary drinks, on those loaded teas that are $8 or $9 a piece. Like, don't tell me eating healthy is too expensive, because there is a way to figure it out. And if you follow me on Instagram, I talk about it all the time. If you want a low cost meal plan, send me a message. I'll be happy to share one with you, but it's more costly. It's more costly to wing it, to eat on the go, to buy fast food, and to pay for all of the problems, the medical problems that your poor eating is causing. All right. So it starts with food. It has to start with food. You're never going to lose fat if you don't change the way that you eat. You're never going to get stronger and build muscle if you don't change the way that you eat. So just some basic principles that can apply to everyone when it comes to your nutrition. Severely limit your sugar and your alcohol. Eat out once a week. Eat fast food hardly ever, but if you're going to do it, eat it like once a week. Up your veggie intake, up your lean protein intake, and eat plenty of healthy fats. Okay. So that's just like basic principles. You can contact a macro coach. I help women every single month. We get started on nutrition plans. If you want help from me, that's what I do, but you don't have to do it with me. I would love to work with you, but if it's not me, if it's somebody else, get help or just Google it on the internet. Figure out your macros. It's all sustainable. It's all achievable. And you can do it. It's going to be work. Absolutely, it's going to be work. But I think it's more work just to stay stuck where we are and unhappy and unsettled and knowing that we're not doing what's best for our bodies. So start with nutrition. So a couple of ways that I actually help my clients is I either pair them up with a program that actually portion shows them what their portion should be, how many vegetables should you eat in a day, how much protein, how many carbs, how many fruits, how many healthy fats, that type of thing, based on where you're starting at, and based on your goals. I also help women with more of a like an intuitive eating plan. Does not work for me, but I know it works for some people where you kind of visualize what your plate should be composed of. So how many vegetables, how many proteins, how many carbs, that type of thing. And then I also work with women one-on-one and do macro coaching. So if you want to be a little more precise and detailed and really like figure out what works best for your body and do that as well. But you can start to just start now by cutting out the sugar, cutting out the junk, cutting out the processed food, the fast food, and starting to eat a lot more healthier meals at home. Think veggies most, lots of protein, and lots of healthy fats and carbs. All right. So just start. Don't wait. Don't wait for someone to come to the rescue. Don't wait for life to get less crazy. Don't wait for the stars to align. Start now. You will never regret taking care of yourself and taking care of your body, and it will be worth every single thing that you have to do to get there. One of my favorite verses when it comes to nutrition, because I know it's hard. I know that the enemy likes to tell us we can't do it. I know that we fail, or we say we fail and we just give up because we think we can't do it. But 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it." So listen, whatever temptation you're undergoing, it's not anything that everybody else hasn't gone through. Whatever temptation you face, God will provide a way out. We just have to be looking for it and praying for it. All right. So start with your nutrition. Start to pray and ask him to direct you to the right path for you. And know that if what you're eating now isn't working, it needs to change. All right. So that is the number one pit place. Start with your nutrition. The second place is your workouts, your exercise. And again, this is going to be different depending on who you are. If you have lots of energy, if you have no ailments, if you have no aches and pains, if you have no disabilities, you can start doing cardio, you can start doing weights. You can start doing CrossFit if you want to. Listen, women, weights are amazing for our body. Every single woman who has the ability to do it should be lifting weights. I started lifting weights with 2 pound weights, 5 pound weights, and 8 pound weights. And today I lift as heavy, I squat as heavy with like a 50 pound, 60 pound dumbbell, right? So start where you are. But weights are so good for our body. Women should be lifting weights to increase our bone strength, to increase our balance and our stability, and to just increase our strength to do the things that God has given us every single day to do, like haul groceries and pick up kids and you know, clean our home and you know, go out and play in the yard with our kids and do the things that He has created us to do. So movement is key. Movement is not actually going to help you lose fat. That's going to be on your nutrition, but movement is going to give you energy. It's going to give you serotonin and endorphins that make you feel good and that are going to motivate you to eat better. And exercise is just, again, it's just a beautiful form of worship. So when you are looking at what type of exercise do I need to start doing, it's definitely going to depend on where you're at right now. If you're sedentary, if you're not moving, if you don't have a job where you're actually moving a lot, you could just start with walking. You could start with walking up and down the road for 30 minutes every single day, and that's going to be a great place to start. If you do have a baseline of activity, if you have strength and you can move, I would encourage you to start a cross training program incorporating cardio and incorporating weights. Lift weights 3 times a week. Go do cardio 2 to 3 times a week. If you have a local gym, know there are a lot of like $10 gym memberships where you can just go and you can start. If that overwhelms you, Google, get on YouTube, reach out to me. I have a whole workout library that I follow that I've been using for years and years that work, but you definitely need to be challenging yourself more than you are right now. And so that is really key. And also find something that you enjoy. When it comes to workout, it is torturous to do something that you don't enjoy. Personally, I don't enjoy going to a gym. I don't enjoy a long time ago, I didn't know what to do. I did go to a gym for years and years and years, and I didn't know what to do. I just got on the elliptical and rode the thing until I was tired of it, right? And I was getting no results because I was just doing that one thing and I wasn't challenging my body. Now I can walk into a gym and I've learned from my home fitness programs, from my trainers that are in my library, what to do and how much I need to do. But I still prefer to work out at home. I still prefer to wake up and do my quiet time and then go get dressed and walk into my office where I work out and ride my bike or push play on a workout program. I still prefer to be at home. That fuels me and that lights my fire. I also love to run. And so I'm definitely one of those people who likes to work out alone. So that's what I do, and it works for me, and it works really well for me. But maybe you like to be with people. Maybe you love, like I have a client who she loves the same workouts that I do, but she also loves a group fitness class. Like she'll go to a group fitness class 2 to 3 times a week because she enjoys the community. So just assess, like what makes you excited. Maybe it's hopping on a bike and riding in your living room, or maybe it's going for a run, or maybe it's going to a Pilates class or a Zumba class and moving with a bunch of other women. Don't be afraid to do what you want to do just because the rest of the world is not doing it, all right? So get moving. Absolutely get moving. And then you also have to, as you're praying and you're asking God to point you in the right direction as far as nutrition and workouts, also ask God to give you a vision. Ask God to give you some goals. Ask Him to help you figure out long term, what do you want to do with your body? How can you honor Him with your body and just make decisions that aren't temporary fixes? I am never ever going to encourage you to look for the quick fix. I'm never ever going to encourage you to look for the quickest way to lose weight. I am going to encourage you to think long term, 5 years from now, how do I want to be living? What do I want my body to look like? What do I want my body to feel like? What do I want to be confident in doing with what I'm doing with my body? Ephesians 5:15 says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. And God can give you wisdom. God can give you wisdom in this area of your life if you're seeking it. If you're looking for it, if you're asking Him for it, God will absolutely reveal to you what you're doing that's not working, that's not honoring Him, that's not going to make you healthy long term. And He will reveal to you new ways that actually can and will make you healthy long term. Please don't be the girl who looks for the quick fix, but look for the habits and behaviors that you can sustain and that will sustain a healthy lifestyle for you for the long term. That is it. That is part three of this four-part episode. Start to look for a wellness program, a way of life that actually fits the goals God is giving you, that allows you to worship Him with your body and your bites and your workouts, and that fits your lifestyle and your long-term goals. And again, pray over it. Don't forsake praying over this every single day, and God will do things that you can't even imagine. He will put something or someone in your path that you can't even believe was there when they showed up. He will give you a desire for that broccoli over the brownies, and you'll be like, whoa, what's happening to me? And you will start to see changes in your hearts and your habits. And It's just exciting. So give this part over to God as you seek and you pray and you decide what to do next. And as always, I am a health and wellness coach that loves to coach women in faith and fitness. And so if you need a plan, use the link in my bio. It's a quick assessment that tells me where you're at, what your goals are, what your struggles are, and we can talk about a plan that works for you if you don't have one already. All right, have a great day. And next week, I'll be back with the last part of this four-part series, and we'll talk about how to make healthy a long-term habit. See you later.